Jackie Pick, "We all serve somebody, socialists serve government." By Alana Mastrangelo on January 17, 2020. Jackie Pick, host of The Jackie Daily Show on the Blaze Radio, told Breitbart News that all humans serve somebody, and that people who have faith are much harder for government to control, which is why socialists have taken God out of their movement and replaced it with science. Pick joined host Alex Marlow in a Thursday interview on Sirius XM's Breitbart News Daily. "All people have to have something to believe in," said Pick. "We all serve somebody, whether we know it or not. We have beliefs and we act on them as those guide our lives. And the way we live is proof of what we really believe. And for the left, there's a very powerful segment of that movement. I call it the socialist movement, because it is, that is godless." Pick added that people who have faith are much harder to control, because they have guiding principles that trump the government, especially in this country. "Our Declaration of Independence is very clear," she added. "The president is no king, and he's definitely not God. So, our rights come from God, and the president cannot trample on them, period. And if he does, we have a duty to take him on. So, that's very harmful to the socialist message. You can't have socialism with people thinking that way. Listen below." Pick added that God was taken out of the socialist movement, but that God had to be replaced with something, because you have to serve something. "There's no human out there who doesn't serve something, or someone," affirmed Pick. "And so, I think it's a very convenient feeling that they think they're serving science as their religion." Pick continued, saying, "It's a religion because they have to have one. And it's the most convenient because that religion requires that they take jurisdiction over the entire earth to cure this existential threat. It's the perfect excuse for, not just limiting ourselves to governing the United States, which is only 5% of the world's population. My goodness, if we have to cure the climate, and we're going to die if we don't, then we have to rule over everybody. It's the perfect space for them." Pick also shared her thoughts on the Democrats lacking an understanding of the Iran problem. "It's totally connected to the energy policy in the untied states," she said. "Iran right now is, number one, dangerous and underestimated. I think, acting out of complete desperation. The Democrats don't understand that the energy industry there is very different from here. There, it's their only product," said Pick. "They live or die by the price of a barrel of crude. We don't." Pick elaborated, saying, "The Iranians are facing state failure. They will do whatever it takes to stay alive. The United States has doubled its production, and now, we'll triple it. That means your revenues are going to go down to a point where you're going to default financially. You can't make your budget. What are you going to do? In the Middle East, it means upheaval. It means civil strife. If not, an overthrow, especially in Iran, where it's ripe." She went on to say, "The mullahs have been worried for a long time. For a really good reasons, and now, with US fracking, that's it. People don't understand this dynamic, and that desperation is a powder keg that's going to go off. They're going to try everything, like invading Iraq. What was Soleimani doing in Iraq? Well, Iraq was the second largest producer in OPEC of oil when the oil was flowing prolifically." Pick added that Democrats want to shut down oil production in the US and put us right back in the Middle East. "They're going to put us right back where we were," she said. "I just can't even begin to explain how nonsensical that is when we're sitting on top of an ocean of oil, and an ocean of natural gas. So, climate change policy only hurts free countries like ours, where political activism can push in on the production," added Pick. "It does nothing in Riyadh, in Tehran. I mean, Al-Azad doesn't care what Tom Steyer thinks, or what his hundreds of millions of dollars advocate for, they don't worry about these things. People, in the US, are just so convoluted, because there's so much money to be made on the green side," said Pick. "They're all about redistributing money from the taxpayer to the big green companies. That's what this is about. That's who's helping out the Democrats in their campaigns, and they win big if the Dems win." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram,